there, and welcome to Voyage for January the 15th. My goodness, the year is already half a month old, and here we go again. My name's Keith Black, and as always, jazz between 10 and 1 here live at CKUW, streamed live at CKUW, at CKUW.ca, archived there as well. But hopefully you are listening directly and live, and it's good to have you here. And I just want to announce, I'm sure that this will delight you all, I am absolutely not running for leadership of the Liberal Party, or any other political party, for that matter, unless the Rhinoceros Party has a resurrection and starts looking for candidates again. But in the meantime, no, I am absolutely not in line for anything like that. It's just, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. So if you were hoping for that, you're out of luck. Enough of that nonsense. Let's get down to some business. I'm going to go through the playlist briefly of what you're going to hear for the next 3 hours. That is, if you stick around. And then I'll get in more detail for each of the artists when I go back to the top. Starting off today will be drummer Nasheed Waits from his latest album. Following that, the what used to be trio, now a quartet, Bad Plus. Then guitarist Jacob Bro, Danish, I believe, initially, with a very nice new album. Then bass player Roberto Acapinti, with his latest release called Remnants. Following that, my historical segment. I was playing something that triggered a Herbie Hancock vibe in my brain. So I dug out an album that I don't think gets played all that often by Hancock, called Empyrean Isles. And that will be my historical segment for later on this morning. Then pianist Andrew Cyril with a great new album. The Canadian band called Triptych. And then guitarist Strat Andriotis. And probably, if I have a bit of time, I will end with a little bit of drummer Phil Haynes' tribute to Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn from his latest release as well. Lots of variety, lots of up and down and gentle and not, as always. Some of the best in the world of jazz, the incredible world of jazz that is just impossible to capture totally because it's just too much of it going on. I do what I can, but there's a lot that you don't hear that I would love to be able to play for you. But in the meantime, I can play you some great stuff, so let's get started here. Drummer Nasheed Waits is a very busy drummer, has performed in any number of different groups. This is his own album, a live album, and it has with him a quartet with Mark Turner on tenor, Rasan Carter on bass, and Steve Nelson on vibes. It's called New York Love Letter, and then in brackets, Bittersweet. And it really is just that. He grew up in New York. He knows New York. He loves New York, but he is not under any illusions that it does not have huge problems and an awful lot of history that is just really not particularly nice. And he reflects on that in the liner notes, talking about things that happened in an earlier day, probably less than 100 yards from where he grew up, and the throwing out of the first free black settlement in New York to make it become part of Central Park in 1857, things like that, and all sorts of other issues that make the bittersweet part of the title of the album. But it is a love letter in whatever form to New York. So here is Nasheed Waits, Mark Turner, Rasan Carter, and Steve Nelson from New York Love Letter Bittersweet. This first track, I'm going to play two tracks. The first one's called Liberia. The second one is Moonchild. Nasheed Waits. Thank you. Drummer Nasheed Waits and his quartet with a couple of tracks from the album called New York Love Letter, Bittersweet. That second track was called Moonchild. Some fine playing there, and it actually was recorded live, although not all the tracks have an audience appreciation moment at the end. Nasheed Waits, good stuff there. And it's 10:24 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Moving along to the band called The Bad Plus. For years, The Bad Plus were sort of a groundbreaking trio, along with EST and a couple of others who were sort of stretching the concept of the piano jazz trio, if you will. And then their pianist left, and they got a second pianist, a replacement. And then he left. So the two of the three original Bad Plus members are Reed Anderson on acoustic bass and synthesizer, Dave King on drums as well as synthesizer. And with a brand new extension and development of their sound, The Bad Plus now has Ben Maunder on guitar and Chris Speed on tenor saxophone. That substantially changes the whole sound, obviously, from a trio with a piano to a quartet without a piano. But the same musical issues are there, a very egalitarian approach. There's lots of very smooth and deep understanding between the members of the quartet now. And their latest album is called Complex Emotions. And I'm going to play actually three tracks. One of them is very brief. Grid Ocean, French Horns, and Casa Bend. Those are the three tracks that you're going to hear. And just let me say in passing, I mentioned the Rhino Party, the Rhinoceros Party in my intro, and you may be too young to know what that was about. There used to be a party that was sort of an alternate to, alternate to reality, perhaps, called the Rhinoceros Party. And I always appreciated some of their wonderful issues that they campaigned on. My favorite, perhaps, was the fact that they were going to change Canada to right-hand drive. But because that was such a massive move and would take a great deal of change, they were going to phase it in trucks this year.
Thank you.
Now, without question, the Bad Plus has not lain dormant for very long, at least. They did take some time off because of health and other issues a few years ago, but their revised members and approach has still led to some very fine music. That was the now quartet, The Bad Plus, with a couple of tracks from their latest album called Complex Emotions. And it's brought us to 10:43 Central Time. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Moving on now to a sort of an interesting, well, it's not quite a segue, but there are a couple of people here that are going to show up later on in another album. I'm talking for this album, Danish-born guitarist Jacob Bro, B-R-O. And there is a new release. It just came out in November this year. But it was actually recorded 10 years ago in New York. But this is the first time it's been released. 10 years doesn't make it quite eligible for my historical segment, so it gets to be played in the normal part of the program. But Jacob Bro and Bill Frizzell are on guitars here. Lee Konitz, the great Lee Konitz, on alto and soprano saxophones. Jason Moran on piano. Thomas Morgan on bass. And Andrew Cyril on drums. Now, the reason I mention a bit of a segue in that later on in this program, I'm going to play you the latest album by Andrew Cyril on drums, almost always associated with some very adventurous music, although this album is more meditative and beautiful than in a melodic sense than some of his other work. And Bill Frizzell is going to be back on guitar on that album with Cyril later on in the program. But for now, it's guitars with Jacob Bro and Bill Frizzell, Lee Konitz, Jason Moran on piano, Thomas Morgan bass, and Andrew Cyril on drums. The album is called Taking Turns. As I say, it was recorded 10 years ago in New York. Going to play two tracks. The first one is called Black is All the Colors at Once. There you go. And the second one is called Haiti. Here is Jacob Bro. That's a very neat track from a very neat album. The track was called Haiti, and the album is called Taking Turns. But as I say, it was recorded about 10 years ago. And Jacob Bro on guitar there, along with Bill Frisell and the late Lee Konitz performing on alto there. It's a very lovely album, as I say, recorded 10 years ago. And I think 10 years ago, the